This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Never have I been more proud to be a Trump. Never have I been more proud to be my father's son.
Eric Trump, part of the parade on the stage at the Republican Convention. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you listen to America Tonight, know this. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, caused the most rancor among the people who were there because, I mean, they all just booed because he told people to vote their conscience. He did not endorse Donald Trump. He did not do anything to favor Donald Trump. And then the boo started immediately. In fact, ironically, it almost looked like they were booing Trump because it looked like he was taking over a spot in the front, but he wasn't doing that. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Howdy there, Kate.
What's on your mind?
Well, I finally figured out something. I know what color a Smurf turns when you choke them.
What color?
Well, if you're walking through the hospital and you hear cold pink, that means a bunch of Republicans got a hold of her.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought Mike Pence, it was a bone-chilling speech he gave. It really was. It was, like I keep saying, this is all campaign promises, and the only way we'll find out is time will tell.
Absolutely. I like the way you say that. Time will tell. We can't do anything about that till the time.
But, the feeling is strong that I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to key in on something that Mike Pence mentioned in his speech, is that to the media, what would be fair is if NBC had Glenn Beck as a monitor, ABC had Rush Limbaugh as a monitor, and then CBS had Sean Hannity as a panelist. And then, of course, our beloved NPR, we'll let Mark Levin take care of them. Now, wouldn't that be great?
It would be great. Are you kidding me? What do you think? Of course. Yes, absolutely.
Because that's really what I'm looking forward to is the Democrat. As the old saying goes, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies close.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that. Yes, absolutely. The Art of War, Sun Tzu.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, if you're going to do that dum-dum-dum-dum-dum things, I've got one that kind of, I'll give you a little taste, but I got one that goes back, I thought about last night after watching Kimball, but I had this friend, and this is kind of how it relates to it, that had one of them Swin flyers, Eagle flyers, and the bicycle seat was missing off of it. It just had a little extension tube to hook the seat onto, and he decided to climb up on our elementary school and jump off the roof with it. To say the least, he's one short.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One short is right. Sad. Oh, yeah.
I kind of did something similar to that.
You did?
But, oh, yeah. I got time enough, yeah. There's this recreational park that we had growing up. It was flat level land, and it was about 20 acres of land, and in the center of it, it had a five-acre pond that they dug out, and it had a sand bottom. But it wasn't clean-looking water. It was always murky because it's so flat, all the rainwater washed the cut grass into it. And they had a zip. It was a five-acre pond, so it was huge. And they had a zip line that went all the way across it. They had a 60-foot slide, but out in the center they had a wooden platform with three springboards and two 25-foot dives, high dives. Well, I thought I was going to do a triple flip off the high dive when I was eight, and I got up there, and I forgot to rotate when I jumped. To say the least, I looked like a smiley face coming down with my eyes open, and I did the biggest belly flop, and I should be rewarded from Kimball, the king of the belly flops, because for 2 weeks, I had black eyes, because I hit the water with even my eyes wide open. Hello, Kate.
Are you there?
Are you there?
I am. I'm listening. I was saying something. It was like you cut out on my side. I was like, what? So, I gotcha. Hello. It's like we're on tin cans. I'm talking through you. What did you say? Yeah. You were cutting out on me, just on my side. I don't know why. So, I'm sorry for that, because I couldn't hear. I heard, but I was responding and couldn't hear back, so I, you know, sorry for that. Boy, it's been one of those nights.
Right.
First, we have Justin swallow. Last hour, Justin swallowed a fly, and he couldn't talk, and he's talked in the beginning, and then he started to choke, and so I finally said, "Listen, you're good. You did good. We have to let you go because you're just choking. You're choking on the air." So, oh my. You know, you have to laugh.
Communications.
Yeah, you have to laugh or you would cry. I mean, you just do. Hey, I thought of you on this one, though. This is off of the subject of, you know, of what's happening, obviously, in important campaign-wise, 2016. But how about Gary Marshall, dead at the age of 81?
Oh.
I mean, so many movies, so many TV shows, Happy Days, all the way all around that, Laverne and Shirley.
Well, Penny still is a prodigy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're talking about like the loss of Robin Williams as well. You know, I mean,
in
comparison to the two. Or Aaron Spelling, you know.
Yeah.
Because Gary Marshall, I think I heard, was rated fourth in sitcom writings and, you know, as a producer, I think it is, producer-director. But, it's tragic loss because, you know, these are your modern-day Mark Twain.
Yes, yes.
Because everything is electronic.
Storytellers, yes.
Yeah, everything is electronic. And the art of storytelling is, you know, so lost nowadays in our educational system with electronics.
Yeah, where it didn't used to be. And now there's so much emphasis on the phone and when you can use the phone, and everybody has the phone, and everybody's distracted by what they're doing versus what it used to be like.
Pencil and paper.
Yeah.
And a good book. I'm like you. I'd much rather have a book than an iPad.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'd much rather have something that's not technical, even though I like some tech. You get tired of it. You get tired of the same old thing.
Well, it doesn't bring up any thought.
It doesn't. And not looking, it's damaged eyes. There's been a lot of things that have happened that you can't see. Grim, as always, thank you. I'll meet the rest of you over the fence.
Attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This music, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're scatter shooting here. It is the end of hump day, and it's the end of the humps, I think, at the convention. Coming up, Donald Trump closes things out. He gets the nomination. We already know it. But it's the pomp and circumstances of it all that matter the most to so many people. So, the nuts and bolts of what's happened in Cleveland, there have been protesters outside, but nothing hysterical that's happened there. Inside, there's so much security that it takes forever to wind your way down to where you have to get. It's been really tough on reporters having to do that because it's so jammed. But Trump, I think, brought out a lot of the weirdos, not on his own, because somebody else did, but you get the drift there. It still is attached to him. Let's put it that way, right? So, I like to call this kind of an odds and ends segment. I mentioned to our pal Grimm that Gary Marshall had died, and he reacted because probably so much of what he watched on the tube was something he in some way had a hand in. It seemed like forever when I was at a movie, his name would come up in the credits, or he might even have a cameo in the movie. But I guess he made it to 81, but then he passed away from complications of pneumonia following a little bit of a bout in a hospital. So, not a legend, but definitely someone that people were familiar with, I would say. I mean, maybe a legend, I don't know. not iconic. It's hard to compare because the eras are so different with the deliverables. I mean, everything's coming off the phone or certainly headed in that direction. Let's put it that way. So Hillary Clinton has taken a licking at the convention, as was expected. Of course she's going to take a licking at the convention. These are the Republicans, and they have to fight back. Then it's going to be Hillary's turn, and I can't wait to see what the Democrats are going to trot out. What are the Democrats going to do to play top this? Might be pretty tough, I'm saying. Might be tougher than you would think, right? So Gary Marshall created some of the most popular television shows on today, even they're on syndication. And it's funny, I was thinking about this, that show that he was on, All in the Family, different from the All in the Family of today. You want to talk about incongruent, and this is what happens at a convention. There's so much speculating, and it's like two gladiators in the wings, and you're just maneuvering to make it all fit. And ever notice when somebody's done in a ring, and they're done, they're even down for the count, they want to know when they can get the rematch. So you liked it. You really liked it. When can we do the rematch? When can we do the do-over? I can only imagine the people that will come out for his funeral. It has to be just a virtual fall-in-your-lap moment of all of them. So I'm thinking out loud that could be the case. How about Roger Ailes? He's in talks to leave the Fox network. Oh, he was the only one that was really getting things done. He was on point. And what the scoop is that 21st Century Fox will likely aid in his departure following all these allegations of sexual harassment. Several longtime employees and others are saying that Ailes would leave within a couple of days. I mean, what a stunning revelation. 20-year career. Amazing. And it's funny, I saw this in the New York Post. They had a headline that said, which is owned by the same family that caused 21st Century Fox? He said that toward the end. Always leave him guessing. Always leave him guessing. So the convention takes the precedence of anything else that's happening, and the focus will be on Donald Trump completely. He won't really share too much camera time with whoever else is around him. He'll officially accept the nomination, and then he's still doing what he did before. He gets on his plane, wherever it is that he is supposed to be, and then that's it, pretty much. I think the idea when you're a kid that we're supposed to have these adults, first of all, there's a book, I think it's called Adults Need to Be Adulting. But, yeah, that's what happens. Somebody gets a little more attention. Something different happens. It adds up. It adds up. No doubt about it. So on 9/14, years since the 9/11 attack, the White House is telling the FBI, is telling the CIA that, yes, we're aware of the house, we're aware of the problems. Oof. But how is she aware of the problems? The taping, the device, oh, they would go nuts if they knew that. Oh, it would not be the good time is had by all. It would be disastrous. I mean, disastrous. That's why they have UPS, I think, on a Saturday. Because it gives them an extra day to deliver. Makes sense to me. How about you? You can always send me an email, by the way, americatonight.net, or jump on these digits, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. And talking about just how strange it is, I bet you some of the programming will change because he'll have to put his own signature on it. And there may be some other things that also are in the works that could change. The good news is using roller bags to stuff as many books as you can get in seems reasonable to me. Or padding the inside of your golf travel bag, I suppose, could work. It could work. They always say travel light because it's right. But I say if you are deserted, and there is a shuttle you can take, but if you're deserted, why would you do that? And the answer is you wouldn't do that. Of course you wouldn't. So all the political commentary, all the rhetoric, the hatchet jobs, anything, all of that comes from our friend at CNN, Pilar Ortiz. I don't even know if they did the VOE until right before it was due. Maybe not. But it's tough when you see this side of the microphone, so different than when you arrive and you meld into whatever group. And I guess that's also missing from this convention. There's not a lot of, it's like they took some of the fun out of the convention when they announced that they were going to Florida and had already done all the legwork and everything else, so that wasn't getting changed around. And that's silly. It's almost like silly money. But there you're talking about properties, which is different. From, do you own the property? It's different. Although, as husband and wife, it would be both of you. I just saw someone that went through this with a wedding, and they were turning people away. So, in other words, it was so close. There were some people already in there. They got there in the middle, and they started waving people off. And so, they were talking about that half the night. What happened? Send me your invoice. What does Nate say? Life happened. It's about life. That's how that happened. Crazy. All right, we're not crazy, I swear. Two powerful segments coming up. Kate Delaney. Stay with us.
Collecting my thoughts. Puzzling pieces. Connecting the dots. You were gone. Shined on me. Now you're under.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
RNC convention. Brian Crabtree is a contributor to townhall.com. He is also the host of the Brian Crabtree Show. You can hear it on Atlanta's Biz 1190. Brian, so there you are at where everything's happening, and I was wondering, the lead up to the convention was about how much security there was going to be and what that was going to be like and how tough it was going to be to maneuver actually downtown. What's it been like for you? What have you seen?
Well, it's been nearly impossible to maneuver. I got here a few days early because I suspected it was going to be a challenge to figure out how to get to and from the place where I'm staying and into Media Row every day. And it takes quite a while to walk through security. You can't get really in a car anywhere near Quicken Loans Arena, which is probably a good thing. They said there were 3,000 police officers here and Secret Service in Cleveland. It's got to be even more than that. I keep seeing these buses of police officers from all over the country, Austin, Texas, California Highway Patrol, and they keep pouring in. So apparently they believe something could unfold tonight or tomorrow. But I can't imagine anyone stupid enough that would think with 30 police officers at a major intersection where people and pedestrians are walking are going to try to pull too much off because they would be neutralized immediately. But by contrast, it's a little sad to see that we've reached this point where we have to have this kind of military-based security. In fact, I think there's more security here in Cleveland than there would be on a military base in Afghanistan or Iraq fighting ISIS, and that's not an exaggeration.
Wow. So you think it's over the top? Do you think it's just, this is too much, this is, we don't really need this much?
I hate to say that, because the minute something happens, you need all you can get. But I think you're probably right there. I think this is more of a display of security to deter people from doing anything. And they've just gone way over the top to try to make it as peaceful as they can make it. And thus far, there's been protests. There's been some chaos, but it's been pretty calm.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty calm, too. Absolutely. So a couple of nights ago, to kick things off, Melania Trump did her speech, and I actually thought she did quite well, but then the second she was through, there were all of a sudden a lot of breaking news alerts that she had plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech. What's your take on that?
You know, I agree with the fact that she plagiarized it, but you have to break it down. I mean, 7% of the speech was questionable or plagiarized, and 93% of it was original. This really displays what the media and America is doing to itself right now in this day and age. We take a small portion of something, and we conflate it to represent the whole of something in order to reject the entirety of it. And so we basically take the flaws of something, and we reject everything else about it, or person we reject it. So I think what happened here is that some staffer or staffers sat down, interviewed Melania Trump, and said, what do you want this speech to be about? She gave them a list. They went back, Googled these phrases, family and values and being honest, and they came up with a speech or some quote online, and they didn't bother to source who said it, some 20-something-year-old staffer, and they incorporated those themes into the speech. They didn't do it word for word, but there was a part pretty verbatim. And that's the age we're in. We're in an age where people go to the Internet, they read something, they don't take the context or the background of it, and they make it their own opinion or their own piece, and then it ended up on the stage. She obviously used a staff writer. And these staff writers interview the speaker to find out. It's like ghostwriting for a book. They interview you, then they write the book for you based on what you did in the interview. I think that's how this played out. And I don't think that makes it right, but I'm not sure why it really matters given the gravity of the topics and issues that we face in this country right now. It doesn't matter to me. I think they plagiarized it. Next, move on. That's my opinion, but apparently the media disagrees.
Yeah, and it's still being debated. It was a crazy picture on the cover of one of the New York papers where it said, hello, Mrs. Obama. And it had the picture of, you know, Trump and his wife, Melania, next to each other. So, of course, it's being there's a lot of conversation about it. But I agree with you. We're seeing this. We are in an age that's much different when we talk about content and how we absorb content and what ultimately happens. And as you mentioned, of course, not making excuses, but there was a speechwriter involved in this.
Yeah, and we're an all or nothing society. I have to agree with everything you say, or I don't like you. It's kind of the mentality that I see prevailing in our communities, and it's whether it's Black Lives Matter or President Obama or Donald Trump, any issue, apply that lens to it. All or nothing. I either fully agree and you can't do anything wrong, or I fully disagree because there's a few things about you I don't like. And that's really a sad state of affairs for our country. And that's the bigger issue. Now, it takes leadership to fix it. And that's what this election process is about. Leadership from Hillary or leadership from Donald Trump. Who can unify the country? Because we can't fix any of our issues if we can't unify on some of them at least.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you think the Trump kids did, Tiffany Trump and Donald Jr., who was so excited to put his father over the top earlier in the day with the vote count?
You know, my wife called me last night, who has been a Trump supporter from the beginning. I've tried to stay as neutral as I can, and she says, Don Jr., I want him for president. He was incredible, right? And then I've had other people email and text me and tweet me the same thing. So the essence is, wait a minute, let's back up here. Don Jr. should be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. I thought they really took to that. The crowd was very excited. That's been the sentiment I've heard. Tiffany Trump, I think that's a play toward millennials, not as exciting of a speech, but I think they're trying to put someone in there. She's 22, I think it is, and they're trying to put someone in there that really plays into the millennial crowd to try to bring them into the Trump fold for the election. But the kids are probably the thing that when I've questioned Donald Trump, I look at those kids, how well adjusted they are, the fact that he has great relationships, Donald Trump does, with the two ex-wives. Melania and the two ex-wives get along. They associate with each other. The kids don't drink. They don't have skeletons in the closet that we know of. They seem to be well-raised, and that speaks to the quality of a man, that he has all of that happening in his life, and then those kids get on that stage and deliver powerful performances. I can't wait to see Ivanka on Thursday introduce her father. That may be the key moment in the entire Republican convention. We'll see, but I think the kids are the underscore to this campaign, and they are being used very effectively.
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. The moment that Chris Christie had, people were waiting for this and still talking about it, and we'll still be talking about it on this show, but Chris Christie involving the crowd and going through a litany of Hillary Clinton's sins, so to speak, did you think that was powerful?
I think it is, and you have to remember that a lot of the people who will be voting in this election weren't even whether you're not born or just a young child at the time all of the scandals occurred, from the 80s in the governor's mansion to the 90s in the White House. And so we have to re-educate them. We can't make it about Bill Clinton's, you know, affairs, because the American people have already litigated that and have said we don't care. His popularity numbers went up after he left the office. But we have to remind people what Hillary Clinton and what role she played in that war on women. Well, she attacked every woman that ever came forward about Bill Clinton's affairs. And so the hypocrite approach, I think the American people will buy, but I don't think the American people believe it. Hillary has done a very good job of scrubbing that and making people believe that's just, you know, false attacks from the right. So people like Chris Christie, I think, have the great ability to really make that case be known to a lot of people who are either ignoring it back then or simply weren't old enough or even born yet to remember it. I think even more powerfully tonight will be, what does Ted Cruz do? That's the one I'm really looking forward to. Will he endorse or will he just go after the Clintons? That to me is going to be a huge moment. And if he endorses, it could really be a turning point for Republicans.
Yeah. Do you think, last question, we're speaking with Brian Crabtree, contributor to townhall.com. He's got his own show. You can hear it on 1190 in Atlanta. What do you think the biggest challenge Donald Trump has now with these months left before the election, once we get out of the convention?
Well, I think it's media, but twofold within that. It's the ads from all the zingers, the things he said, the Mexican judge, the New York Times reporter that's handicapped, the bankruptcies, the, you know, the ads that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the progressive political action committees are going to launch are going to be pretty rough. But if they're not outright factual, they're not going to work. So if they take things and put some really powerful images, it's going to harm him. He's going to have to overcome that. I think he can. Then you get to what else happens in the media. The media is, as you know, somewhat ignorant about really life's affairs. They get caught up into the wonky nature of politics and what's right and wrong, and then they cover it with kind of a tunnel vision, and but they've been easily played by Trump. So the real question here is, how does his campaign play the media? He's got to use every bit of acumen he used in the primaries with the media to defeat Hillary Clinton. But if he tries to become too political, he's going to allow them to get away. In other words, I mean, listening to the political advisors too much. He's going to allow the media to get away with what ultimately sank Romney, the 47%, the binders of women, and then ultimately a couple of bad debate performances when it mattered. So media is his biggest challenge going forward, and it will be, how does he play the media? If he plays it like Trump, he wins. If he plays it like a politician, he loses, I think.
Wow, that's a great analogy. I totally concur. All right, Brian Crabtree, we enjoyed it. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Great to be here.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Michael Loftus on with us, funniest guy ever. I'm serious. You got to catch his show, The Flip Side. It really, he takes a look at what I call the other side of news. He would say that too, and brings all his years of comedy, stand up, topical humor, that kind of stuff, and has great guests on too that you would know. And he has a long history in television and doing comedy and whatnot. Even worked with Charlie Sheen, for goodness sake, and FX's Anger Management, remember that? And he survived. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I survived.
Yeah, I survived Charlie Sheen, but actually, I met Charlie
Sheen. All I got was this lousy T-shirt.
But I'm bump. I actually met him a couple times, and I thought he was very nice. What was he like to work with?
The guy's crazy charming. The whole family is.
Yep.
They are. They're a different breed of person. They're like they're listening to another radio station is how I describe it. Like everyone else on planet Earth, we're pretty much listening to the same station. But the Sheen family, including Martin, they're just a little bit just listening to another station. And I find them to be awesome people, crazy smart, crazy charming, and you can see why they're all just like crazy gifted actors.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. The but they're not there for Trump, certainly not. That's not Martin Sheen's kettle of fish, we know that. But there have been other celebrities that have been trotted out in the name of Donald Trump and have taken to the stage, and some of them you say, who? Although I know sports, so I knew who Natalie Golbus was, and I certainly knew Dana White, too, from the UFC. But what do you think? What do you think so far of the celebrities that they are talking about?
I'm so bummed out. I mean, God bless Scott Baio and Antonio Sabato Jr. But I thought Donald Trump was going to bring it. I thought that's what he was saying. You know, like, it's going to be entertainment. It's going to be a crazier convention than we've ever seen. And I'm like, really, Chachi? I mean, we can, come on, Donald, bring the heat. And at the very least, get Joni up there, too, and let's do a reunion show. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been funny. I agree with you. It's, even where's like Arnold Schwarzenegger? I'm trying to think of famous Republicans, and maybe that's part of the problem. A lot of people in showbiz, but there are some, are not Republicans.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm finding out. There's a lot more than we think, but everybody's in hiding. Everybody's in hiding. I'm not even kidding you. I found this out. I'm living in New York now. I just moved out here. I'm working on another TV show, as well as my own show, The Flip Side, and my website, The Office Party. So life is crazy. However, right before I left, I was invited to like this secret luncheon of conservatives in Hollywood. I guess I passed the test, and it's all like really cool people who they live in fear that if people find out that they believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, their careers will be ruined.
Really?
That's,
and they're famous?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's weird. It's really weird. Like, I'm sitting here, and as I'm saying it out loud, I'm thinking, did I make a mistake by talking about this?
No.
Like, but they, like, what has the country become when people are like, no, if somebody finds out that I thought Ronald Reagan was a good president, if somebody finds out that I think that big government isn't the solution to every problem, if somebody finds out that I agree with the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, I will be ruined. That's crazy talk. So that's why, you know, I used to think I just did a little stupid comedy show that was in syndication, you know, The Flip Side. But now I'm like, well, I think it's kind of important that somebody gets out in front of this and is like, I don't hate anybody. You know, I just have a different set of beliefs. And I tell you what, the people in this room at this point, I'm like, this would be a fun time. Like, these people know how to party. They know how to have a good time. They're super successful. It's like the people who should be out in front of the party are not, because they're living in fear, like they're in Nazi Germany. Like, don't tell them we're in here.
Wow. So like, when you go into the secret luncheon, do you have to agree not to reveal names? It's kind of like a black book?
It's kind of like an unspoken rule. Like, hey, we're all kind of here just hanging out. This is just a lunch, you know. We're all like-minded people, but let's not get anybody in trouble. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild. That could be, you know, that could be a little theme for something that you're doing with television or on your Loftus party shows, certainly, and you could put that in there somehow, you know?
That being said, I thought Donald Trump's entrance the other night was epic. I loved it. The big WWE entrance where it was just him in silhouette. That was so great.
Yeah.
Everybody was railing on him for it, but I'm like, no, that's exactly what you got to do.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody, a conservative talk show host, who said, you know, the way things are being portrayed and with the media and whatnot, that, and when the spots come out that talk about his wives and his bankruptcies and all that sort of stuff, if he just is Donald and he does it over the top and he does who he is, he has a chance to win. And I think that that entrance shows that.
Yeah, and it shows how far behind the time. Like, oh no, Jeb Bush didn't show up. Oh no, what are we gonna do? Like, no, that's the message that's being sent. People realize that the government in its current form really isn't working that great. So they want someone different. They want to shake it up. That's why Bernie Sanders did so well. That's why Donald Trump did so well. And that old school conservative movement is like, uh-oh, Donald Trump's been married 3 times. Uh-oh. Like, no one cares. Literally, no one cares.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. No one cares. All right, so what did you think about this whole Melania plagiarism, Michelle Obama, blah, 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 from Obama in 08? You're in New York. They had the classic headline in the Daily News, Hello, Mrs. Obama, where it was Trump and Melania. What do you think?
I you know what? The whole Melania Trump, I think it's very, very funny. Well, first of all, I mean, if you're going to take a speech, a hunk of speech from a first lady, go ahead and use Michelle Obama's. If there's one great thing I can say about the Obamas is they know how to give a great speech. However, I find it's very funny now that a lot of Democrats are concerned about someone taking property that doesn't belong to them. I kind of thought that was Bernie's whole platform. You know, let's take money from these people and give it to other people. Isn't it all about kind of? So she wasn't really stealing the speech. She was redistribution. Of the speech.
Yeah, redistribution. I like that. Yeah, I'm sticking with that. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, now I wonder if they're going to have a speech vetter. Okay, so we've been through this. Do they vet everybody else's speeches? Well, let's make sure here.
Oh, my gosh. They were accusing one of the Trump boys gave a speech last night, and they're like, ha, 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 caught you. He stole a speech from this article in National Standard. Only it wasn't stealing because the guy who wrote the article helped write the speech. So it's hard to kind of steal from yourself.
Boy, isn't that true. Tell us what's going on with you with your new TV show. Where can we see that? Or is that going to come out? Or is it a pilot? Or what's happening?
Well, I tell you what, it is. There's a young man by the name of Kevin James who had a little show on CBS called King of Queens. And this rapscallion is doing another show for CBS. So I came out here a few months ago and helped out on the pilot and just had an absolute blast, and he's an awesome dude. And CBS loves the pilot, and so I'm back in New York, and we're gonna do 13 episodes of this lovely thing called Kevin Can Wait. So I'm doing that, and now I'm going to have to film my television show, The Flip Side, here in New York, which is kind of exciting. Season 1 was in Dallas, Season 2 was in Los Angeles, and now Season 3 will be in New York. So it's my days are full of writing the sitcom with Kevin, and it's going to be super funny. And then I work on The Flip Side, and then I work on my website, The Loftus Party. So I got a full plate.
No kidding. What do you do when you're not being funny? Do you just, when people meet you, they say something funny, say something funny. Do you say, I'm all out?
I can't stand that. Yeah, I'm out. And that's like going up to an accountant going, what do you do for a living? I'm an accountant. Okay, do my taxes. Right? It's kind of rude in a way. You know, hey, you're a comedian, say something funny. And then, okay, provide me with an audience of like 500 people and a microphone. And then I'll start.
I love it. I think you are funny, Michael, just naturally. And I can't wait to see this Kevin James deal. And, of course, we'll be watching for The Flip Side as well. Thanks, as always, for stopping by.
I love your show. Thanks for having me on.
Undercover, that's the way we stake out the case until the bastards break. There's no trace of the conference around. I bet they jumped ship and got the hell out of town.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.